Good morning, everyone. It's especially good today to receive the students and faculty and staff from Washington Community Scholar Center bringing a reports, presentations from their time in the Capitol, and looking forward to receiving what you're bringing today. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Patty Danaher, and I'm an education major here at EMU. One of the major components of the WCSD program is community living. Whenever we tell people that we live in a house with 14 other college students, it is usually met with shock and a follow-up question of how. I would say that our house accomplishes this task through organization, communication, and understanding. Luckily, our house consists of a majority of type A personalities, which has created an environment that has allowed us to grow more smoothly as a community. Our house runs off of three dry erase boards, including a board for our personal weekly schedules, where we can say if anybody will be missing a dinner, a calendar where we sign up for the week's meals, and a board with a space for a running grocery list or for other important things that pop up. As any college student knows, the most important area of concern is food. And this is where organization is especially important. Each week, we sign up in groups of three to cook dinner on Sunday through Thursday for the whole house. The groups come up with recipes, which have to be adjusted in hopes of being able to feed all 15 people who would love seconds and to have something left over for lunch the next day. The recipes are sent to our fearless grocery shoppers who create the grocery list for the week and try to get enough food to keep us happy and well-fed while also trying to stay under budget. Making sure everyone's voice is heard can be challenging with so many people, but it is very important in order to build our community. During orientation, we shared our expectations for community living and how we expected to achieve that. One common theme was that people did not want problems to go unresolved or unheard. Dinner, where almost all of us are together every night, is where most of this communication takes place. Topics often revolve around stories from our day or random thoughts that have crossed our minds, but this is also when news and concerns are announced and addressed. Our weekly house meetings also allow for more formal and serious discussions. Is everyone happy with what we've been buying from the grocery store? What place should we go to? And what are we going to do for chapel? 15 people living in one house also means that there are 15 unique personalities all under one roof. At the beginning of the semester, we all shared our qualities, both good and bad, about ourselves. This allowed us to understand how to create a safe and caring environment for everyone to live in. We have learned to be aware of not leaving less than a serving of food left in a container, clearing the time left on the microwave, and not leaving dishes scattered around the house. We've become aware of the people who may need to be pushed a little to come out of their comfort zone, who may need to seek solitude after a long day in the city, and who may need to fulfill their need for adventure by exploring the city on the weekends. Community living definitely has its highs and lows, and can be daunting to some, including me, but the WCSC house is a great example of how 15 people can work together to create a sense of community in an unfamiliar environment. And now Morgan will share her personal experience with community living in the WCSC house.
I'm Morgan Kretz, and I'm a social work major here. Like Patty said, living with 14 other people can be a bit crazy, but I found that it's usually pretty incredibly rewarding. I've been in group living situations before, so as I was getting ready for this semester, I knew that I should expect to have some challenges along with the good times. I had prepared myself for the worst, but all of that preparation was a bit of a waste because this group of people is amazing. But being only one of two children has made me really appreciate a house full of people. I love having a lot of people around who are always up for a movie night, playing games, exploring the city, or just relaxing on the couch watching an episode of Friends, or two, or three, or seven. One of the best things about living with 15 people is that we get to eat a lot of food, as was mentioned before. I think I speak for all of us when I say that we love food. We eat all together 5 nights a week and usually prepare meals together in groups of three. While our kitchen can become a bit chaotic on Saturday afternoons with everybody looking for something for lunch, it's a good kind of busy. I always look forward to sitting down around the table together and checking in on everyone's day, telling stories about odd city sightings and interesting bus and metro interactions. Although we're still living on a college student budget, it has been fun to explore some of DC's many delicious food options together. As Patty had mentioned before, figuring out how to feed our house with $450 a week, which is $30 per person per week, or $4.28 per person per day. It has been a bit challenging, but we're making it work and have a lot of fun doing it. WCSC has been a way to get to know people who I would never have interacted with before. For me, that is one of the reasons why group living is so exciting, because you are forced to live with people you're unfamiliar with and who you wouldn't necessarily seek out on your own. By doing life together, we're able to support each other, perhaps when we've misread the metro map and go the wrong way multiple times. We laugh with each other, sometimes uncontrollably, and we grow together as a house. Community living is an experience that is difficult, but so worth it. And I feel blessed to be doing my last semester of college with these people.
We now welcome to the stage the hosts of our WCSC game show, Elijah and Jackie.
Hello, and welcome to the WCSC game show. This is my lovely co-host the whole way from
Bluffton University. I'm a double major, exercise science and strength and conditioning. And this is my co-host, Elijah Keener.
I'm a theater and business administration major. Now let's welcome our contestants, team one over here and team two.
Are both teams ready?
Yes.
Starting with team one, how many pounds of rice have we gone through so far in the house?
Well, Jonathan has had 30 pounds of rice, so total 52.
That is correct.
Team number two, your first question. How often does Kim mention the Netflix series Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
After her namesake, it's got to be at least once per day.
That's correct, Charlie.
Team one again. How many celebrity sightings have we seen so far in the house?
10, including President Obama, John Lewis, and Downton Abbey actors.
Great job, team one.
Team two, how many tickets has the WCSC program bought for museums?
75 tickets.
That is right.
Team one, how many Friends episodes have we watched as a house together?
6 seasons, 24
episodes. I think only 133.
That is correct again.
Team number two, how many miles are commuted to and from work each day by the house?
Is it 109.3?
That is right.
How many ethnic restaurants have we gone to collectively as a house, team one?
Combined 100?
Again, that is correct.
Team number two. Collectively, how many concerts and events have been attended by the house members?
108?
Yes, you've got it.
How many dozens of eggs have we gone through so far in the house? Team one.
66 dozen.
That is correct.
All right, team number two. Outside of the WCSC program, how many individual museum trips have house members made?
47.
That is correct.
And since we're all tied up for the tiebreaker question, how many job applications have we all put in together collectively as a house?
Oh, we know this.
You've done 54?
Yeah. Okay, 95 total. Final answer.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. Thank you both teams for joining. Sorry, team two, maybe next year.
One of the major aspects of the WCSC program is the internship placement. Prior to the semester, each student applies for and is placed at an organization in the city that works in their respective field. Students spend most of their days at the internship, which becomes one of the largest components of the program. These internships make the lived experience at WCSC uniquely different for each house member and provide a diverse range of experiences within the group. Our placements include homeless shelters, political advocacy organizations, hospitals, schools, and theaters, among others. Hearing about what other house members are doing at their internships has been one of my favorite aspects of group living. Now we're going to hear from Mandy and Nancy, who will share about their placements.
Hi, I'm Nancy. I'm a nursing major here at EMU.
When I first decided to come to DC, one of the things I was worried about was the thought of starting an internship in a field of work that I had very basic knowledge of and no experience in. I've spent this past semester interning at the Marie Reed Health Center, which is one of three sites that belongs to the organization Community of Hope. Community of Hope helps a wide variety of people with problems ranging from housing assistance to dental medical concerns to prenatal care. Working at the health center, I was expecting to learn a lot about nursing, but I wasn't expecting how much of a cross-cultural experience it would be for me working just 3 hours from EMU. At Marie Reed, we treat patients of all ages and ethnicities with any kind of medical problem. A really unique program to Marie Reed is that it has a refugee clinic. Our refugee patients come from all over the world, which introduced me to the experience of having a major language barrier. While up and down may seem like simple words, when in the context of discussing a dose of medicine, a miscommunication could result in serious problems. Through the help of translators in languages like Amharic or Bengali, the refugee patients have shared stories of incredible struggles that they've gone through, yet they all seem so hopeful for new opportunities. Very quickly, I realized how easy it is to lose sight of how lucky we are, even just to have the option of going to a doctor's office. Almost all of the WCSC participants work in a nonprofit organization, the majority of which work with problems like poverty and homelessness. Although it can be really difficult to see people struggle, there's an incredible feeling that comes with watching them receive the help they need. I'm very fortunate in that I get to work with families that have come to Marie Reed for generations. Treating an elderly woman, followed by her 4-day-old great-grandchild and all relatives in between, is something not very common for a small community health clinic. At Marie Reed, I get to work with the medical assistant staff, which gives me the chance to not only see what the nurses do, but I also get to sit in on procedures performed by the doctors, as well as participate in completing lab work. If we don't have the ability to treat a specific issue, we have a referral process where we can send patients to various hospitals and clinics throughout DC. The great thing about these connections is that it allowed me to not only see what public health work is like, but also communicate with others in hospital settings, outpatient clinics, and pharmacies. Having any type of internship in DC allows for opportunities of networking to others in your field and creating resources for navigating different components of a job. All nurses and doctors separately have an incredible amount of work to do on their own, so lending an extra hand wasn't only helpful for them, but also for me to get to practice things I'll need to know. Whether it be learning the power of a Spider-Man sticker when a 5-year-old boy does not want his flu shot, or recognizing how important a simple gesture of changing a homeless man's bandages can be, I've really appreciated my time at Marie Reed and think that all of us can agree we'll take away something very valuable from this semester.
Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." This semester, I'm interning at L'Arche, Greater Washington, D.C. L'Arche is an intentional community where people with and without intellectual disabilities live together. L'Arche was founded by Jean Vanier in France in 1964 when Vanier invited two men with intellectual disabilities to move in with him. Since then, L'Arche has become a network of communities with over 140 communities in over 40 countries. At L'Arche Greater Washington, D.C., we support 16 core people. We use the term core people because we believe that those with intellectual disabilities should be at the core of our community, taking those who are usually left to the outside and the outskirts of society and bringing them to the middle. Throughout the week, I spend time in two of our homes, Ontario House and Euclid House, as well as significant time working in the development office. In the office, I maintain our database, write grants, and work to organize fundraising events. But in the house, I buy groceries, vacuum, make dinner, but most importantly, build relationships with the core people. In my time at L'Arche, I have found mutually transforming relationships. While to the outside world, it would seem that I am the service provider, the one providing a service. But I have found that it's truly the core people who are doing me a service. For they remind me every day, through their joy and authenticity, what it means to be comfortable in who you are, how to see the beauty in everything, and how to live with the heart of a child. And Jesus said, "Let the little ones come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Have a great day.